This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Saturday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note when he was asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said that we look forward to them making progress, but we'll see what happens. The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and are now threatening a number of provincial capitals. These all advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has said that his country no longer requires U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State group. But a formal time frame for the withdrawal will depend on the outcome of talks with Washington this coming week. Mustafa al-Kadhimi said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press on Friday that Iraq will still ask for U.S. training and military intelligence gathering. He spoke ahead of a planned trip to Washington, where he is due to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. Several U.S. states scaled back their reporting on COVID-19 this month, just as cases across the country tripled with the Delta variant of the virus spreading quickly among the unvaccinated. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in the states of Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota was also accompanied by less detail about the virus in Florida and Nebraska, and some officials described the move as part of a return to normal. At the same time, the average number of new virus cases nationwide went from 11,500 on June 20th to nearly 38,000 this week. Public health communications expert Joseph Capella said the spin that these reporting changes are part of a return to normalcy does not fit with